Oh, on the off chance that Bernadette doesn't call back and apologize, how do you feel about Mexican food for dinner tonight?
I don't know. Sounds kind of heavy.
That's because you always fill up on chips.
And this is Dr. Gunderson from Stockholm.
Ah, Sweden. Home of my favorite Muppet and second favorite meatball. Okay. The Nordic reputation for lack of humor is well-founded. Boy, is his name Gunderson or No Funderson?
Where are we going with this, Dr. Cooper?
Yeah, oh, please. I'm your boyfriend. You call me Sheldon. That's right. I'm in a boy-girl relationship with this cute little lump of wool.
Sheldon.
Yeah, it's a physical relationship, too. Hand-holding, hugging, even on hot days. Ow! Okay, here's a new one. Apparently now we kick each other in the shin under the table. How you like it when I do it to you? Not so much, huh?
Test subject D7, aka Betsy, fear response study. Image number one, French man on bicycle carrying baguettes. No visible reaction. Image number two, sousaphone. Still no reaction, okay. Let's kick things up a notch. Image number three, crocodile with a mouthful of monkeys. Okay, now we're talking.
Dr. Fowler.
What do you want, Sheldon?
Well, I'm done with work, so...
Oh, sorry. Better?
Oh, baguettes. Yes, I like baguettes. What exactly are you doing?
Determining baseline fear levels in capuchin monkeys by measuring their response to visual stimuli.
Oh, so goofing off. As I was saying, I'm done with work and Leonard's not. So good news, you get to take me home. Play your cards right, I'll let you drive me past the lot where the buses park at night.
I can't leave now, Sheldon. I'm very busy. Besides, why would I want to do you a favor after the way you treated me in the cafeteria? Image number four, boa constrictor.
What on earth are you talking about? My behavior in the cafeteria was delightful. Yeah, maybe your friend Gunderson needs to head over to IKEA and assemble a sense of humor.
You embarrassed me in front of my colleagues on my first day here. Image number five, kitten in a teacup.
Oh. Embarrassed you?
You know what? I don't have time for this. Find another way home.
I'm starting to get the sense that you're angry with me.
Really? What tipped you off?
A couple things, actually. Your tone of voice, your body language.
Get out.
What, not that?
Image number six, woman giving birth.
Oh, man.
It's 9 o'clock. Where you been?
Oh, I had to take the bus home. Fell asleep and missed my stop.
Oh, no.
Did you know that Los Angeles has a little Sri Lanka?
I did not.
Well, I do. Now. They're a lovely people. Although terrifying when you wake up face to face with them. If you're hungry, I brought home some mutton and coconut milk.
How'd you get that? You hate lamb.
Yeah, I was asking for directions. Apparently there was a communication problem.
I thought Amy was gonna drive you home.
Yeah, I thought so too, but she's acting very strangely. I was discussing it with a Sri Lankan fellow on the bus, and he hypothesized that a tiger may have recently run across her shadow. Although he may have just been trying to drum up business for his brother-in-law's witch doctor practice.
Hey, Sheldon, what happened between you and Amy?
What? Can you believe she said I embarrassed her?
Yeah.
But you didn't even hear the details.
Sheldon, I've known you a long time. and I'm going to tell you this with all the love I can possibly muster. Amy's right, you're wrong.
But you don't even
know.
Doesn't
matter.
But in my defense, you're not listening to my side of it.
Okay, fine, Sheldon, what is your side?
Well.
Nope, gotta go with Amy on this one.
Shrimp is spicy.
You want a Tums?
You got the tropical fruit kind?
No, if I buy those, I just go through them like candy.
Tell me about it. One time, I swear I pooped out a stick of chalk. I'll get it.
Thanks.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I may have overreacted.
Yeah, well, I didn't handle it so great either.
It's just sometimes I feel like you enjoy spending time with your friends more than with me.
That's not true.
It's not? You spend all day together at work, and then you all hang out at night playing games, going to the comic book store. Last week, you two got a couples massage. So when you said you wouldn't want to spend that much time with me, it really hurt my feelings.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I get that. I'm so sorry. Starting tomorrow, I am turning over a new leaf. Time with you is my number one priority.
Why tomorrow?
Well, we're real close to finishing off the new Batman game.
It is awesome. You should probably go after her.
Should I go after you?
No!
Thanks for getting me in trouble.
Amy.
Sheldon, what are you doing here so late?
I couldn't sleep because I kept thinking about what happened earlier between us. Also, I had one heck of a bus nap. Speaking of which, do you want some mutton and coconut milk?
No.
Boy, I cannot give this stuff away.
What do you want?
Amy, this isn't easy to say. All relationships are difficult. But even more so when you're in one with a person who struggles with everyday social interactions, and frankly, who can strike some people as being kind of a weirdo.
Sheldon, you're not a weirdo.
I wasn't speaking about me. I mean, honestly, there's no telling what will set you off. You know, introducing myself as your boyfriend. Giving you the opportunity to drive me home. Breaking the ice with your colleagues using ethnic humor. It's the funniest kind of humor.
What's your point?
My point is, we're a couple, and I like you for who you are. Quirks and all.
I like you, too.
I should hope so. I don't see anyone else banging on this door to put up with your nonsense. Not even a goodbye. You see, that's the kind of thing that makes people think you're weird. Poor kid. She just doesn't see it.
I'm not apologizing to Howard. He can come beg me on his knees.
Sheldon, too. If I see him at work, I'm just gonna ignore him.
Don't worry, I talked to Leonard. He is going to sit the guys down and set them straight.
Laser's warmed up.
Pull! Yeah!
On the next episode of The Big Bang Theory.